Trade practices around the port city of Wilmington over the past century have caused a significant decline in the number of fish in the Cape Fear River. But thanks to the efforts of a local nonprofit, their populations are staging a comeback. Cape Fear River Watch riverkeeper Kemp Burdett says there are several reasons why fish numbers have dropped, but the main reason is the construction of three dams on the Cape Fear River in the early 1900s. The dams were originally built to facilitate trade and commerce between Wilmington and Fayetteville.
Barges would approach the dam and then move into a lock chamber adjacent to the dam. That chamber would be, you know, flooded or drained, depending on which way they were going, and then those boats would continue upstream.
While the dams were beneficial for navigating barges and vessels, they prevented migrating fish species like striped bass, American shad, as well as the endangered Atlantic sturgeon and short-nosed sturgeon from swimming upstream to spawn during the spring.
For American shad, for instance, we know we basically are at 10% of what historic levels were. 9 out of every 10 fish that used to be in the Cape Fear River are not there now. But none of these fish, none of these migratory species are even approaching, you know, population numbers that would be considered healthy. So, you know, they all need help.
To help restore the natural migration of fish in the Cape Fear River, the Army Corps of Engineers constructed a fish ladder at Lock and Dam No. 1 in Regalwood last year. It's the first of its kind on the east coast of the United States. Fish climb the stair-step-like structure made from carefully placed rocks by leaping out of the water level by level until they're over the 12-foot-high dam. It's the first migrating season since the fish ladder has been in place, and Burdett says it's being used.
The Division of Marine Fisheries has tagged fish with sonic tags. Then they've gone out and collected this data. Studies show that fish are using these fish passages. Striped bass and shad are both using the fish passage. They're both moving upstream for you know, unassisted for basically the first time in 100 years. So it's a really significant breakthrough for the Cape Fear River and for the migratory fish in the Cape Fear River.
Now, two more fish ladders are in the planning phase. Two grant applications were recently submitted to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to fund the design, construction, and monitor rock ramp fish ladders at the other dam locations on the Cape Fear River. While one project focuses on helping migrating fish travel upstream, another project currently in the works will help restore breeding habitat. Coastal scientist Dawn York explains the project.
And basically the premise is to design a site in which we can place about 1,000 tons of rock down in an area that will help enhance spawning habitat for American shad.
York is with Dial Cordy & Associates, an independent environmental consulting firm working with the Cape Fear River Watch, as well as state and federal agencies, on creating the fish habitat. She says the rocks will be placed at a half-acre area downstream of Lock and Dam No. 2. An exact location for the habitat hasn't been decided. Crushed granite, ranging in size from 2 to 10 inches, will be set at the bottom of the Cape Fear River, providing a safe place for striped bass, herring, and sturgeon to lay their eggs. York says a dredging company in Wilmington will help facilitate the construction.
You know, they'll travel upriver. It'll take about 4 to 5 days to mobilize to Lock and Dam 2. They'll use their excavator and smaller equipment to get the material onto the spud barge, and they can handle about 90 tons per day. So we're anticipating that construction of the restoration habitat will take about 4 to 6 weeks.
York says they want the first and last ton of granite material to be hand-tossed into the water by volunteers.
The rest of it will then be handled by spud barge and mechanical means, basically an arm that will come down and grab large handful of material and place it into the river. It's going to be sort of spaced out over a half acre, so it's going to be sort of a flat area.
Construction should take place between December of this year and February 2014. The project can't begin sooner because of a moratorium banning the placement of material in the water due to fish migration. Cape Fear River Watch riverkeeper Kemp Burdett says the next several months will be spent finding the best location for the new fish habitat.
Not nearly as simple as taking rock out there and dumping it off. It's really what we're going to do is we're going to, and we've already started to do this, side scan sonar assessments of the riverbed. And what we're trying to do there is understand what the riverbed looks like, what the substrate looks like, and identify, you know, the best places to put the granite.
Even with the project wrapping up in early 2014, Burdett says their work of repopulating the waters of the Cape Fear River with migrating fish species is far from over.
The project at Lock and Dam Number 1 was a huge first step, but it's not the last step. We still have two more dams that we need to have fish passage around, because we really need these fish to get up, you know, to the fall line. That's the area where they want to spawn. That's the area where spawning would be most successful. And so, you know, that's where we need to get them.
Even though the construction isn't underway, the project is already receiving national attention. The National Fish Habitat Partnership has listed the Cape Fear River as one of the 10 waters to watch for its locally driven conservation areas and ongoing efforts. Fishing is permitted at all three lock and dam sites. However, there is a moratorium on keeping striped bass. It is also illegal to keep sturgeon because they are an endangered species. A dock was recently installed at the Lock and Dam Number 1 downstream from the dam structure, and Burdett says it's a popular fishing site for shad. If you'd like to see pictures of the fish ladder in place at Lock and Dam Number 1 in Regalwood, go to publicradioeast.org.